You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Reach out to us at our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy on the FB, Dom and Jeremy, or you can send us an old-fashioned email if you prefer. You do that by going to mix100.com. Mix100.com, at the top of the page, you'll see a little tab that says Dom and Jeremy. And I guess you can pick which one of us you want to send it to. It doesn't really matter. We'll get it one way or the other. And you can share your thoughts and feelings. A lot of them are very funny. This one is rather poignant. And I think it ties in perfectly with the new Adele song that we were playing, which is all about breakups and divorce and starting over.
That's right.
Jeremy, this is from Jillian. She says, after 9 years of marriage, I got divorced this summer. It was a difficult breakup, and I'm still a little shaken by it all. Here's my question for your five calls says it all. How many of your divorced listeners kept their wedding photos and videos?
Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
Yep.
She says, I've got a box filled with that stuff, and while part of me wants to toss it all and just start completely fresh, I also feel like I'll regret it as soon as the garbage truck drives away. I guess my question is, do you keep old wedding photos and videos after a divorce? And then she writes, thank you for brightening a lot of my days that otherwise would have been pretty dark. I love my boys in the morning.
Aw, thank you, Jillian.
We love
Very
you back.
Very sweet.
Sorry you had to go through that tough time
that
this year.
That is a bummer, but gosh, that does get you thinking about those videos and those photos. Like, at the time, you spend thousands of dollars to get all that done, you know? And then you get divorced, and they're just sitting there in boxes. What do you do with them? Does she have any kids or anything? She didn't say, right?
Didn't say.
So you could pass some of that stuff down, I guess. But if there's no kids, gosh, it gets me thinking, man, because we've got bins of stuff from our wedding. We took, like a couple of the centerpieces we still have. We have napkins.
You save everything,
though. We have so much stuff from our wedding that it's just sitting there. And what would I do with it if we were divorced? Oh, I don't like throwing the photos right in the trash. That seems kind of harsh.
Well, there was some interesting stat that came out just a month or so ago. I meant to say, I might have it in a stash somewhere over here. But anyway, it was something about the percentage of people who, after going through a divorce, stay on really good terms with their ex.
Sure.
And it was right around, it was close to 50-50. So like half of people who get divorced stay on good terms and they stay friends with their ex. And the other half, absolutely not. I don't know what Jillian's situation is. I guess we could write back. I don't want to pry too much. She does say, you know, thanks for brightening a lot of my days that otherwise would have been pretty dark. But that could, she could still be friends with her ex, but just be very sad about all of it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Do you just keep a couple of the pictures and get rid of the rest? Or like the video? I mean, it's still a huge part of your life. I mean, do you hold on to the video? I don't ever see plunking down on the couch and rewatching it. You know, reliving the good times. I don't know.
Well, I mean, even if you're together, I mean, do you and Nicole ever sit down and watch the video of your wedding?
No, it's funny because we just had our anniversary here last month, and I mentioned something. I was like, we should pull out the video and watch it, and we just
didn't
get around to doing it.
Yeah, so that, you know, that's part of the whole thing about if you don't ever, if you go like several years without using something, you should get rid of it. And especially, you know, if, like, imagine, God forbid, imagine that you and Nicole go your separate ways.
Yeah.
This is just, hey, I could be way wrong here. My gut says that Nicole would be like, I don't want that stuff. And my gut says you'd be the one who says, I want to keep it.
No, not at all. She's pretty sentimental as well. She'd want to keep all that stuff and then, because we do have kids, and hand it down to the kids. Because, I mean, then the kids could see, you know.
Why would the kids want that?
When mom and dad got married. And it's, well, we're still their parents. So they could still have that kind of stuff in the future.
I think that we tend to fool ourselves. And this is everybody. And it doesn't even have to just do with wedding stuff. But I think we all tend to fool ourselves into what we think our kids are going to want to keep from us.
Maybe. I mean, there's companies built on, you know, Ancestry and all these ones that, you know, archive your photos. I mean, there's big businesses built on legacy.
I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm just saying my guess is that we tend to overinflate the expected desire of our offspring to keep all of our old crap. And I'm just
harsh,
saying,
man. Harsh.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It sounds harsh.
It does.
But at the same time, it's kind of natural. You think, oh, this means a lot to me. So therefore, ergo, it will mean a whole lot, and I'm not so sure.
Oh,
that's
true. Crazy talk. Especially when you look at old black and white photos that have been handed down from generations to generations.
And you probably need to recuse yourself from the conversation because you're a unique individual in that you save
I do.
Everything.
I do have a lot of keepsakes and mementos.
You've got bins and bins and bins and bins of all these things from your
past. One too many bins there, but yeah, I have a lot of stuff. I do.
And so you're probably not, and this is not a shot, it's just you're probably different from the average person. Who keeps
Maybe.
A bin or two of things.
Maybe.
And Maybe. I don't know that our kids are going to want to
Have you seen some people's garages when you drive by and the doors
Yes,
up?
I have, and they are your people.
No, I'm not that bad. Hold on. I'm not a hoarder.
Let me say, we'll open up the phones. Jillian is asking for a five call says it all.
Yeah.
She says, how many of your divorce listeners kept their wedding photos and videos?
That's the thing. If you've been divorced, you've been in this situation, you have all this stuff sitting around. What'd you do with it?
What did you do with
it? Yeah.
Jeremy says, keep some of it. Or did you say keep all of it?
I say keep a little box of at least a few little things. John on Facebook wrote in. He says, yeah, I own one of those digital conversion companies. This has come up many times before with my clients. He says, my advice, burn a copy of it onto a hard drive with the rest of your 100,000 images and videos. He says, you'll still have a copy of it for whatever reason in the future, but the physical copy will actually be gone, so you won't have to see it. It's not in a box somewhere. He says it truly will be out of sight, out of mind, and that's from
John. And
John
makes a few bucks out of your pain.
Right. Yeah, bring it on in.
Way to go, John. Anna says, I would tell Jillian to not hang on to things that will keep her depressed. Start fresh. You always have your memories, but you don't need to sit around and watch old wedding videos. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Melinda says, my response to Jillian is to keep just one or two photos, but that's it. And then she put in all caps, nobody watches their old wedding videos, so it's silly to keep videos of a relationship that didn't work out. Start fresh.
I remember saying right after we got married, it was like one of those things, like, we should watch this every year.
And you don't.
And
Nobody
we don't.
Matthew says, no, keep nothing. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to be helpful. I've been there. It only causes pain. It makes you question everything. This is a good point Matthew raises. He says, when you get divorced, the last thing you want to do is second guess everything. Mm. That only leads to unhappiness. Get rid of it.
Good point.
And then before we go to phones, I'll read one more. This is from Raquel. She says, I would keep it all. It won't hurt to have it someday in case you feel nostalgic. Plastic bins are cheap, and it wouldn't take up that much room.
The part I would like about it is I'm sure it was full of friends and family. Like, you could go back and watch that in 30 years and see maybe friends and family that are no longer with us type thing and just kind of relive those memories.
Yeah, but what if you just had regular photos of them without it being a...
The video and the audio where you can see and hear, that's a big deal, man. That's why I would keep it, I think.
You don't watch your wedding video.
Well, I might later when everybody's dead.
You won't. There are already people from your wedding who are dead.
I know.
And you haven't watched it.
A lot of friendships are dead, too.
No kidding.
Dead to me.
Here's Chad on the phone. Chad, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi, Boo.
Hey,
that's good. What's your response to Jillian?
Well, I'll tell you what I did is I took a couple mementos, some pictures, some paperwork, put it in the box, taped it up with duct tape, put it on the top of the shelf. Reason for it is, you know, I agree with Jeremy in that I have friends, you know, you're divorced just because you get divorced doesn't mean you have, you know, you erase all your memories of life. And ours was pretty amicable. So, you know,
what are you going to do with all that stuff though? One day, buddy, it's taped up in the top of your closet.
He's kidding himself. He's not going to do anything.
Are you going to pass it on to kids or something?
No. The kids won't care.
When I'm dying, someone will throw it away with the rest of my junk. You
know? That's exactly right.
But in the meantime, it's kind of like, how many things do you have throughout your life that you keep? I mean, do you really refresh everything in your life every year? Like some people, you know, those streamlined people will say, hey, every year you have to get rid of anything you didn't touch. Or do we, you know, there's a borderline, like, you know, you don't want to be a hoarder, but this is a life. life you've lived. This is who you are and why your life. Sometimes we like to pull something out. What if you're 80 years old and you're like, you know what? I had a good time with my marriage. It didn't end. I mean, it ended, but it didn't end bad. We just, you know, I think there's haters out there. There's like, they have anger and they put it projected onto this person, onto these memories. Hmm. And it's like, well, you married the person. You know,
and it's part of your past. I mean, I don't disagree with that. I mean, it's part of your past.
Why'd you get divorced, Chad?
Yeah, what happened? Don't answer that.
No, I'm just joking, dog. I'm just goofing with you.
Don't answer.
She wanted kids and I didn't. That's where, you know,
that's where it ends, huh?
Boyfriend, girlfriend. We were, you know, it wasn't an angry divorce. No. You know,
That's a deal breaker for a lot of people. I get it.
Yeah, you're not alone. It was almost, I mean, it was a difference of opinion in Jeremy's household because he was the one saying at first he didn't want kids and Nicole did, but then they...
Here we are with two of them.
You've got two beautiful little children.
That's right. Redneck, stubborn, and, you know, and I probably, you know, hindsight 2020, but...
Yeah. Well, get back with her. Is she with another guy now?
Oh, I'm remarried. That was 20 years ago, yeah.
You got kids?
Did you have kids with a new wife?
No, still no kids. Still being stubborn, huh?
I'll be darned.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, you know, it's not a good time to have kids. I don't want to put bulletproof.
The past 20 years hasn't been a good time to have kids?
You know, if everyone had that, you know, notion.
Nobody would have kids.
Then our species would be gone in just about 100 years.
You wouldn't be here, Chad.
Well, that's true, right?
We're glad you called, buddy. We got to run. Have a great day, all right?
Thanks, Chad.
Thank you for your time on this. Well, it's interesting.
It is.
Not just Chad's, you know, thoughts, but we got a
so many different angles, so many different opinions, I know.
Thank you for writing in to your boys in the morning.